Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are so glad that you took this time out to share with us on Blog Talk. What I'm going to do is ask everyone to mute their phones right now, to put your phones on mute until after the speaker has spoken, and then you can come off of mute and share your comments with her and with the rest of us. So at this time, please mute your phone. If you don't know where it's at, it's normally around the word that says mute. Push that in, and we can cut down all the background noises. So with that being said, this is Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile3E. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your host for Monday night service. Tonight, our speaker will be Minister Margot McCord. And with that being said, we're going to go on and get everything out the way so we can hand it over to the woman of God that she may let the Lord use her on tonight. So with all preliminaries out the way, with introduction, I'm going to see if Minister Sheila is on the line and if she's able to pray for us and with us, because we do know that she works second shift and a lot of times finds herself in a situation where she's not able to, but her heart is always with the ministry because she's always on the line. Minister Sheila, are you available tonight to pray with us and for us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm not at work tonight. Thank the Lord I am here to participate in this service and to listen to the mighty 3M woman for tonight and to hear the message that I know God has worked with her and fulfilled her with the encouragement and the knowledge. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for each and every one on this line in this world that you gave life to, Lord. I want to thank you for every living thing for now, because I know now is where we are at. I can't pray for tomorrow, but I can say, Lord, I thank you for what all you have for us. Let us now, are you going to grant us life for later or tomorrow, Lord? I thank you, and I thank you for what all you have for us to come, but for what you have for us now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank you for each and every teacher that you have down here, each apostle, bishop, pastor, minister, prophet. Lord, I just thank you, and I thank you for this world that you have brought us into, Lord, and I ask you to cover us and to keep us safe from this evil virus just going around, just trying to take the people out. Lord, most of all, trying to take your people, trying to turn us against your faith and to stop us from believing no matter what we're going through. Lord, we know you can take us through it. You can show us how to go through it. You can lead us the way. You can bring us through anything, no matter what we're going through. You can show us how to deal with it, how to put us through it, to make us know that through you, no matter what it is, it could always be worse than what it is. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for every living split second of the day, week, month, year that you brought us through. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, my nieces, my nephew, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandson, my bloodline family, my spiritual family, Lord, my worldly family. I just thank you for each and every one it is. And I ask you to cover us, Lord, to bless us through this government that we are under that is so corrupt and trying to ruin the world of your people, and to protect us from this law enforcement that is dismembering us, just misusing us, just not doing the job that they're supposed to be. They're here to serve the people, all the people the same way, not just some of the people because they got a gun and a badge. They need to know that all people deserve life the right way under you, God, and forever protect us. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, family, work, whatever, Lord, we know You can teach us and show us the way to go. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, excuse me, for that prayer on tonight. With nothing else being said at this time and not prolonging any further, I would like to introduce the most and present to some that our speaker tonight is Minister Margo McCord. Minister Margo, are you ready? And if
yes,
so,
I am.
It's in your hands. It's in your hands. Have your way.
Okay, I do appreciate the prayer that Minister Sheila has given us, and I just like to say another short prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to speak to your children. I ask you, God, to help Margo to get out of the way, to help me to allow you to speak through me. Help me, Jesus, to simply state clearly what it is you have placed in my heart tonight to give to your children. I thank you, God, for just helping me to even be able to touch one, if only one person that hears me tonight is encouraged, is lifted, and is given a desire to want to know you more, then I appreciate this opportunity to do that. I just ask you, God, to help me. Oh, God, be with me and word my mouth. In Jesus' name I pray and give you the thanks, Lord. Amen. I would just like to start tonight with a short hymn. I ask you guys to pray with me because the enemy has tried to attack me today. I was doing well, and now I'm having some problems with my throat and my neck again, but to God be the glory, and simply say the enemy will not have the victory. I will go forward in Jesus' name. Okay. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord. I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all, I surrender all, oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. During the past 4 weeks, since I last had the privilege to speak on this broadcast, much has transpired. We as a nation have experienced much pain. Thousands have lost loved ones due to an unseen enemy. In our community of Black Americans have experienced the greatest devastation. In my own family, we lost my elder sister, we called her Cookie, who in a natural sense was the anchor of our family. I'm still processing the fact that she's no longer with us. The tears still come, but I know in time they will subside, and I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge all of you who prayed for me and all of the words of encouragement that I have received that have kept me standing strong in the faith. My sister's transition from this life has me examining my own life experience and contemplating what is truly important as we make this journey called life. This concept of what is essential has been resonating in my spirit since we were presented with the idea of essential workers or essential businesses or enterprises. This idea of what are the things we cannot live without. I've been thinking about that and looking more closely at the word essential. As an adjective, it describes something inherent or something constituting the essence. It's basic, indispensable, it's necessary. And as a noun, essential means a thing that is basic, that is absolutely necessary, something that is critical or vital. It's a must-have. So as people, we know physically food and water are essential to life. Water more so than food. And as a human being, we can go without food about 3 weeks. Well, not this human being. However, humans can typically last only 3 or 4 days without water. We, of course, know many saints that have fasted and prayed longer than 3 or 4 days, and they have consecrated themselves to experience a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father. We certainly know Jesus in Matthew, the 4th chapter, fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted by Satan to turn stone into bread. Jesus responded with the word of God, and he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So it is clear, knowing the word of God and speaking the word of God to the enemy of our souls is essential. As believers and followers of Christ, we must know the word, use the word, and speak the word to defeat the plans and weapons formed against us by Satan. You know, I had a totally different message in mind as I began this process of thinking about essential. But as I looked closely at the last part of the 2nd verse in Matthew 4, there it stated Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And he was afterward very hungry. But here it does not say he was thirsty. Also, in every version I checked, it says he was hungry, but not that he was thirsty. So why? I'm thinking, why was that? And then it occurred to me, Jesus is the fountain of living water. He is the source. He is the essential spring from where we can draw water, wells of everlasting water. This water is the supernatural water, is what we cannot exist without. Water is the indispensable thing. Water is at the essence of what we are as humans. Life as we know it cannot exist without water, but at our very essence, we are spirits. And like our bodies, our spirits cannot exist and thrive without supernatural water. In Isaiah 12 and 3, it says, "Therefore, with joy will you draw water from the wellspring of salvation." So just as Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well in John, the fourth chapter, you know, they had a conversation, and Jesus asked her to bring him a drink of water. Then Jesus said, if you knew about God's gift of eternal life and who it is who says, give me a drink, you would have asked and he would have given you living water. That's eternal life. He goes on to tell her, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing to eternal life. The woman said, sir, give me this water so I won't thirst again. So that's it. Children of God, that's the essential question we must ask in our lives. We must ask our Father, Lord, please give me of this water so I won't ever thirst again. Lord, I pray each person listening tonight will sincerely open their hearts and ask you to drink from the water of salvation, to become true worshipers. The word says the time is already here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That is from the heart, from the inner self. This is the essential thing. Our Father desires and seeks true worshipers. If we want to live worthwhile, meaningful lives, we must ask the Anointed One to give us of his essence, to get the essential work done, to live boldly and uncompromisingly for Christ. We must drink of the water of salvation, an eternal source that will never run dry. Each day we can ask our Savior to allow us to drink of this water. He never gets tired of giving us the water of salvation. No matter how many times we ask, there's always more water. No matter how many mistakes we make, there's always more water. No matter how many times we fail, there's always more water. No matter how many times we have to ask for forgiveness, there's always more water. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for the water. The water of salvation is from everlasting to everlasting. All we have to do is ask for it. Father, please, in Jesus' name, allow each soul on this line tonight to open up to you right now and let the water of salvation run into the dry places and let those places be refreshed. Oh God, let your water run and flow into the cracks and the broken places and heal and restore. Please, God, let the water of salvation replenish and strengthen what has been weakened by the hurt and the disappointment of this life. Please let your healing water flow into those secret places that we don't talk about or that we don't even want to think about. Let your water flow, God. Heal us, Lord. Help us to open up to you. Help us to seek you, to address the anger, the pain, and the hurt. God, please let your water flow. Help us to keep going back to the well as often and whenever we need to, because your water is the essential thing. Salvation is the essential thing. The water of salvation will take us from this present life to life everlasting. praise your name, God. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, and glory to the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. And thank you, God. Thank you for the water. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the water. Amen. 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 Ministers, Renee, it's in your hands.
Thank you, Lord, for the water. Thank you for letting us know that Jesus and the Word said he was hungry. But as Minister Margo reminded us, never did he say he was thirsty. God, we thank you for the water. We thank you for the living water, the water of salvation, the water of forgiveness, the water of thanksgiving. God, we thank you for the water that we may never thirst again. I open up my mouth tonight and say, God, give me this everlasting water that I may never thirst again. God, I thank you for the water. We're going to open up the lines and let everyone that have a comment or a word or a testimony share with Minister Margo and us on tonight about allowing God to give you the water for everlasting life. The lines are open. Please go ahead.
Good evening. This is Carmita. And I must say, that was very eye-opening, Minister Margo. And I had never thought past or delved into the fact that he was hungry, but he never asked for water. And when you first started out, I mean, this was an awesome, awesome presentation. You have been truly blessed by God. In the beginning, you were saying as a nation, well, not the important things in life were food and water. But the first thing I believe you said, it was God, because through God's word leads us to salvation, directs us, gives us our wisdom, guides us steps, lifts our burdens and bring joy and peace. But and that's one thing above all, rather than food and water, that we should aspire to in order to live. Now, the water, we talked about it, and I'm telling you, that was very awesome, Margo, represents life. And you know Christ walked on water. He transmuted water into wine, and we're baptized in water. And water is a symbol of purification of the soul and admission into faith, which is why Jesus Christ said, I can give you water and you will never thirst again. John 7:38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Water has been used to communicate the sacred value of life. And again, that was very awesome. Now I got to get back in my Bible and thank you very much, Minister Margo. That was eye-opening. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Tommy. God bless you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Minister Margo, this is
the Lord. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Cynthia. God bless you. I was really inspired by that word and knowing that Jesus is the fountain of living water. And I thank God for using you to give us enlightenment and give us the desire to delve deeper into the word and to pay closer attention to the intricacies. Because each time you read the word of God, it is living. It is alive. You should learn more. It will teach you. It will give you a hunger and thirst for it. That it might enrich your spirit, man, and enrich your soul to prepare you, that you might be able to let that word then flow from you to others. And it will flow from your belly as rivers of living water. So we thank you for letting the Lord use you. And I'm just blessed by your ministry. And thank God for you. Thank God for all of the other ministers that are involved with this. I pray for your continued ministry, and that God will enlarge your gates.
Thank you, Sarah.
And that you will then be able to minister to many others, that they would be able to get the enlightenment that they need in order to prepare themselves, because there's a change coming.
Yes.
And there's one here, but there's more to come. And we have to, this is a part of putting on our whole armor, people of God. We have to get ourselves prepared, because we don't know if they're going to take the physical word from us, so that we have to hide this word. David said, "That word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God."
Amen.
So
Amen.
We have to hide this word in us, that it becomes a part of us, that we study to show ourselves approved.
Yes.
And I thank you. Thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend C.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Reverend Cynthia. Anyone else would like to have any words at this time?
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Miss Mary Handy. And I tell you, I enjoyed that message. It was refreshing, enlightening. And while she was speaking, I thought about that song and that story about the woman at the well. And it said, Jesus gave me water, and it was not from the well. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I thank God, because it is essential. I look at the ministers that are gathering and fighting that they may have the right for their congregations to meet. And they said, you have the liquor stores open and the shops open and the whatever else open. And he said, but y'all want to keep the churches closed, or you want to dictate how it should be. He said, but the church is essential for the healing of the people. And it's necessary that we gather and we meet to encourage one another. And thank God for this platform. Thank God for Minister Cecilia, that the Lord gave this to a long time ago, where she would have different ministers to come on and encourage those that would listen, because we need encouragement today as never before.
Yes.
And I thank God for the word, I feel highly blessed. And Minister Margaret, I want to tell you, I thank God for what you allow him to do in your life, because they grow after the submission. As she sung the song, I surrender all.
Mm-hmm.
The only way God can take complete control and of our lives is if we surrender. Because if we hold anything back, or we refrain from anything that's in his plan, then that means he cannot work fully in our lives. And I praise the Lord for all things. I thank God for Minister Renee. And all of those that go into God's word and try to and they allow God to give them something to encourage the hearts of men, and to also encourage those that don't know God to have a relationship with God, because as Minister Margo said, it is essential that we know Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Miss Mary.
Thank you.
This is Tony.
Amen.
And just continue to add to so many who have already said how Margo has blessed them this evening, Minister Margo. And I just really appreciate your ability to surrender, knowing how you've been feeling and knowing that you've been going through. I just thank the Lord for your obedience, because in your obedience, he has just continued to water our lives as saints of God. You know, as Cynthia said, iron sharpening. No, it was, I think Renee said, iron sharpening iron as part of this ministry. But this word comes to strengthen us. And I love the just how you allow God to flow and put this together in such a way that it just fed us. We had all parts of the meal. We had the appetizer, we had the main course, and then you just sugared at the end, gave us some dessert. I just love how he put every piece together to talk about what is truly important and what is essential. And that part that God has given you, as you went on in the Matthew 4 and you talked about how Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and yet he was not thirsty. That is when we talk about exegeting the word, to look at it and say, what is it saying and what is not saying? What is not saying is what feeds our soul, is we start to hear what the Holy Spirit is bringing out and giving us so we can sit away from the table full. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
He has not only fed us, then he gave us that water that will ever just continue to feed our soul. That essential. Yes. What is essential that will take us, as you said, from this life on to glory? Oh, my. What sweet, what beautiful word did he send us that we can drink from his water daily for our salvation? And thank you for being open, for being obedient, and pressing through, not letting Satan keeping you from not just blessing us, but blessing yourself. You just continue in your work, and God is going to raise you up and refresh you and give you everything that you need.
Amen.
And you ended up, you said, healing and to be restored. We're going to receive that right now. We're going to feel right now. We're going to step into this place right now that we're going to be restored and filled with his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Filled
Hallelujah.
With the word. Filled with that water. Oh,
Hallelujah.
And we just receive it. We receive it. We receive that. Oh, my God. That he will do that essential work in our lives that he can be glorified. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you. Celia and Renee and Sheila for keeping this ministry going, Lord. What a blessing this is for
Praise
the body
God.
Of Christ. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Montgomery.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who have some words on tonight?
Oh, yeah. I also meant to, didn't mean to overlook Sheila, Renee. Wonderful ministry.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful ministry.
Thank you.
This is my third Monday, and I also listened to Servant Troy. I forgot what day that was. I just happened to catch him. This is a wonderful thing. And as Tony had just said, keep spreading the word. Touch everybody that you can, because in this time, everybody needs the water of life. They need
Amen.
That Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They
Amen.
Need it.
Yeah.
Yes. So wonderful job. Wonderful job.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
God bless everyone. This is Felicia.
Thank you.
Oh, how you doing?
Felicia. I like
How
to say, I like to say to my dear Margot, that was an awesome word from and I have a song. I'm going to take some words from a song. It just says, fill me up. Fill me up till I overflow.
Yes.
I want to go higher.
Yes.
And you know, the word has been going forth, you know, ever since this started, you know, with the pandemic. And, you know, you hear it, it's on Facebook, it's on the radio. And I am just being filled. And today, with a word from you, Margot, an awesome word from the Lord,
you know,
I feel like I'm about to burst. I feel like I am about to burn.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you in your ministry. And you know, we talked about, and you know, my pastor, he preached this past Sunday about, you know, moving forward, and that God is going to do a new thing. And,
yes.
you know, I believe that we're going to have some ministers, some evangelists, and preachers and teachers that they never ministered before.
Yes.
And I just think, Margo, the Lord is getting ready to use you mightily.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The blessing.
Amen.
The blessing.
We believe God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll keep believing.
Amen.
Him. Believing
mm-hmm.
him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone
Thank you.
Else that would like to have a word?
Mr. Perkins, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Sheila. Didn't I tell you the Mighty Three was coming through tonight with a good blessing on the word to make us learn and understand without the Lord above?
Mm-hmm.
I know the Mighty 3M is going to come through for us tonight. Lord, I want to thank you, and I thank you for having another blessing on our family members and all the ones that spoke up. The woman is good. She spoke
mm-hmm.
mighty mouthful. I say the 3M's work tonight, and I want to thank you because that's some water that we all need to appreciate and understand and worship and never forget about it. And you
mm-hmm.
keep her going. As they say, keep her going, girl, because you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for those
uh-huh.
words. Is there anyone else who would like to have something to say? Is there anyone else that have any words to say tonight?
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to say to Minister Margo, when you can't say nothing at all, you just say amen. So amen, amen, and amen on everything that was said by you and also all of the people and the ministers on the line. You all stay blessed.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for the word, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else? If there's no one else, Marco, this is Renee, Minister Sylvia again. I would like to say, as you were talking and I was listening to everyone else talk, God took me back to the beginning of the word when he had separated the upper waters from the lower waters and how essential water is. When he talked about when he established the earth, he put in the Garden of Eden, he put four rivers in. And those rivers had flowed with oxen and gold and bullion. He planted the world with riches. So that's how wonderful and awesome the water is, because it contains not just life, but the riches of life. And I just want to thank you because he took us back, because the water is from the establishment of the foundation of the world. And it's such an awesome word on tonight, that something little as that we don't think about, the water and how important the water is to the body and the natural as well as the spiritual.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask again, is there anyone else who would like to add more or say something to the woman of God on tonight? Because she really did feed us with the word of sharing.
She really
the
did. Mm-hmm. Really did. Once again, it was just awesome, Margo. Awesome.
Thank you, Carmita. I think you're a little
pregnant. Oh, no, I'm telling you, I had never thought about water, even though the water of life, the Holy Spirit, is what keeps us going, keeps us moving, keeps us living. I had never thought. And, you know, in Revelation, there is another. He showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
and of the Lamb. See, so, you know, we have to stay in this word because this is what strengthens us, and it pulls life together for us. As long as you have faith and you're led by the word and by God, it pulls life together for us.
Amen.
So I just have to say amen to that. That was awesome. I just felt like, that's awesome. That's the only word that comes to mind.
Well, God is good.
Yes.
In the words of a brief testimony, I had been trying since Thursday of last week to come up with something for today. And it was a real struggle, you know, besides emotional things and all the stuff that's going on and my body and stuff. And I was like, Lord, what can I do? And it shows you how good God is. Today, a woman who is part of my church called me, who had never, ever called me before, and encouraged me and told me that God had something he wanted me to say. And it was just what I needed when I needed it. And it just let me know how God loves us, how much he cares about each of us, that he would do that for me, that he would
Amen.
Amazing that it would happen just at that moment when I was like, oh, what? How can I go forward, Lord? How can I go forward? And he made a way, as he always does.
And we thank him. We thank him for that. Yes. Amen.
I just thank God for the willingness, the consistency, the not giving up, not giving in. Because when we were doing the ministries, we have Dr. Serena right on the first Mondays of every month. We have Pastor Kevin Troy Thomas on the second Monday of every month. We have Minister Margot McCord on the third Monday of every month. We have Prophet Antoine Thomas on the fourth Monday of every month. And when we have a fifth Monday, we dedicate that Monday to the youth. So we try to reach out to young ministers to minister on the fifth Monday because we want the youth to hear from the youth so we can understand as the older saints how they think and how they receive God. Because we don't want them to be left out. Because when you leave the youth out, they say nobody wants to hear from us. Nobody hears it our way. But I thank Minister Margot, for at the beginning, I know there was fear because she was probably saying, God, what can I say? Don't nobody want to hear from me. I don't have no name. But like Tony just said, and you said the woman said, God has something he needs you to do. Because when people hear from the people they hear all the time, that's what they expect. But when you like that sheep that the shepherd went out and found, you can't say because you were the little one or the lost one, you didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that nobody ever hear from, they matter just as much.
Amen.
Your name is ringing in God's ear just like T.D. Jakes.
Come on.
John Hannah, Bill Winston. God hears your name also. So don't ever think you a little I or a little you. Because we learned the song as children, all the little children are precious in the sight of God. We're all precious in his sight. So I don't care if it's one or two. And like I was saying, when we did this ministry, I would always look on the screen, whether it was Facebook or we would have the little blog talk. Margot was always there. So when the time came, God said, that's the one. That's the one right there. Because I want her to know that I hear her cries, I hear her prayers. And I want her to know that she's important to me. Margot, you are important. Because if what you were doing and saying was not of importance, the enemy wouldn't be attacking you like he did.
Come on. Amen.
You've got to be doing something.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Don't the word say encourage one another?
Yeah.
We don't just confess our faults one to another. We must encourage one another.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Because as you all know, our family, we have had church in our lives all our lives. But it's time for us to bring the church out and let them see that we are the church that we've been involved in all our lives.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm just thanking God for the bloodline of Seabury.
Amen.
Whether our name stayed Seabury or we married and went into another name, but our bloodline still flows from the fountain of Seabury.
Amen. Amen.
So just know again, Margo, God is using you. God is going to keep using you. As long as you allow him, God is going to use you. And don't believe that you don't ever have nothing to say, because what you said tonight was not a whole lot of time, but you sure served up a big meal. Tony said the appetizer, the main course, and then gave us dessert.
Some dessert, yes. Yes, yes,
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
So believe what God didn't put down in you. Believe what God didn't put down in you.
Yeah.
You a lot like Apostle like Cecilia. Don't never have much to say, but when God do give it to you, you show him how to stir it up.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Uh-huh.
I thank you for the word, even with, like you say, the pain and the heartache. I thank you for saying, God, even right here, I'm going to do your will. Thank you for it. Thank you for blessing us. Thank your sisters for coming through, showing the love and the honor and the respect to support you. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Is there anyone else who would like to share with the minister on tonight? Because we have to encourage one another. We can never say nothing enough, and we can never say enough for nothing. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We've got to encourage the men and women of God that's getting the word out and putting it around, because he said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord of Lord and Kings of Kings.
Amen. And he's touched you, Margo, to deliver his word. And God will not take you somewhere and abandon you. So you have those moments. And I notice that when you're living in the word and you're reading the word and you're trying to conduct your life through the word, the devil is nipping at your heels continuously, because he wants you just as much as God does. But we have a choice. So this is your assignment. And God has given it to you. This is an assignment. Yeah. Everybody has a talent. Okay, this is yours. This is yours.
Ooh.
So he wants you to pursue it.
Ooh,
so that's what you're going to do. And we're going to be behind you in pursuing it. And we will be learning something, because I learn something every time I hear you. Okay, so never feel that your words are falling on deaf ears, or that you're not, like Minister Kaiser said, you're not big enough to deliver it. As long as you believe in God and you believe in his word, you're his disciple. You're a disciple of Christ.
Praise God.
We receive the fullness of Christ's mercies and blessings through the Holy Spirit, and that is what you have.
Amen. God, thank you for that. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Like Felicia says, I'm pretty full right now.
This put a lot of meat on the bone.
I don't need no help with that, however. It's a spiritual bone.
Hallelujah. There's no calories in this. It's just
calories,
yes,
but it gives you substance and it gives you what,
yes,
you need. And we'll have to worry about it putting nothing on our hips. It's putting something,
amen,
on our
hips.
Putting something on our spirit in our,
yes,
minds. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mr. Margo,
yes,
would you pray us out on tonight? Would you share your final words of prayer with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lord, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for being our Father. We thank you,
yes,
for all of your blessings. We thank you for all of the benefits, for everything you've done for us. We thank you for the sacrifice that you gave us through your Son. We thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, as you,
yes,
always do. We thank you, God, because you care. You care about everything that we care about every time. Even in your word, you said, when we cry, you bottle up our tears.
Thank,
oh,
you,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
You care about us. And we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We must love you more than anything else. We must love you more than this life itself. We must love you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the essential thing.
Mm-hmm.
We praise you and,
yeah,
thank you. Forever we will magnify you and lift up your name in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm,
for his sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 We would like to thank you all that tuned in on tonight. We want you all to remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if you're not too busy, next Monday, that's the fourth Monday, please call in and listen to Prophet Antoine Thomas. He will be bringing forth the word. That's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, we would have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser will be bringing forth the word on Let's Talk Ministries through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. And if you're not doing anything on Friday night, from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk with Let's Talk. We will be talking about what God has put on my heart to speak to the body of Christ. He kind of gave me some of what I will be talking about, and I would like for you all to tune in and listen because we're going to talk about worship and something else that God is going to put into my heart to speak on. So we just want to let you all know this ministry is growing. God is doing a new thing in the body of Christ. And it's at this time that we are shut in, we are shut up with God. And this is time that we need to get to know God on a more personal and spiritual atmosphere level because his word would not go out and come back void. He's giving you the time that you asked him for. God, give me a chance to get to know you. You know, when we were children, they would pass a little note around saying, would you be my girlfriend, yes or no? Time to get that box. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, I've received the prayer and all the comments and the word on tonight. So we'd like to say good night, everybody. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you all. Love you. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.